Jen Psaki has confirmed that when the Biden administration releases illegals into the U.S., they first give them a free smartphone. You cannot make this stuff up. Congratulations, we're going to send you to a beautiful neighborhood free of charge because you came into the country illegally, and here's your free smartphone. They literally, being an illegal, I want a free smartphone. Being an illegal, it gives you so many perks. You get the free phone. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need a mask. You never need to worry about COVID restrictions. And you get free health care coverage to boot. And you get a chartered flight right to the suburbs. It is insane. Yeah, I know a Jewish refugee lady from Ukraine, a Jewish Ukrainian refugee. She is stranded in Moldova. She has a man that she was supposed to marry who's living in New York, and she cannot obtain a U.S. visa. She cannot get into the United States. She's a Ukrainian, a war refugee, a real refugee, not like these fake asylum seekers who are coming from Guatemala because, you know, they didn't like the environment there, and she can't get in. It's like Guatemalans and Mexicans are pouring in by the droves, no problem. But if you actually have to get on a flight, like being in Moldova, you have no shot. She would contribute a lot more to the, trust me, she would not take the free phone, and she would be paying lots of money in taxes. Meanwhile, Jennifer Rubin, the Washington Post columnist, Jennifer Rubin, you may have heard about this. She said, the Biden economy is great. Listen to what she said. She said, if not for inflation, Biden's record on the economy, it would be masterful. Essentially, what she said was, if you just ignore inflation, Biden's economy is phenomenal. You can't make it up. I mean, like, if only inflation, they had that one little thing about how gas prices are totally crazy, off the wall, out of control, off the charts, and paying money for groceries, if you want to buy a car, electronics, all that inflation. Besides that, Biden's an economic genius. I mean, like, you know, Vladimir Putin. I mean, if Vladimir Putin were not a vicious mass murderer, he'd be an angel, right? I mean, Ben Shapiro responded to this. If not for IQ points, Jennifer Rubin would be the next Albert Einstein. Just those pesky IQ points always get in the way.